say up front, I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know, probably like 4 times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak.
Welcome back into Greg and Hooks. Again, happy Friday out there. Hope everybody's off to a great start to their Friday. It's the weekend is right around the corner. Always tell my kids on Fridays, finish strong. Finish strong. Earn that weekend.
Finish strong, baby.
Finish strong. Don't come home be like coming home from school. Like the one thing, even my mom used to tell us, and I tell my kids this.
Yeah.
When you go to school, I know they're out right now. Everybody's on fall break. Everybody's off. They're on fall break. But on every Friday, I tell my kids to finish strong. Don't mess up your weekend. Yeah. No reason to get a bad grade. No reason to get like in trouble. Finish strong. Earn your weekend.
See, when you get older, you use the weekend to forget about all the all the mistakes.
You get moving on from the weekend. We'll get in here to Coach Scott Frost. Last night was on Sports Nightly, and I want to get everybody's opinion on some of the comments that he made last night. One of them is still baffles me on that. Who do we have with it, Jay?
We got Randy.
Randy.
Yeah.
Randy, what's up? Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you guys too. Hey, a little bit ago, you guys were talking about ex-Oregon State Beavers, right?
That's right.
How could you guys forget about it? I tell you what, I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
There's a wide receiver with the Los Angeles Rams.
Say that again.
One more time.
Wide receiver with the Los Angeles Rams.
Wide receiver, Los Angeles Rams. Brandon Cooks.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
And see what Mike Riley gave to the NFL. See what he did for him? Yeah. Matt Moore, Brandon Cooks.
Tyjon Lindsey.
He had one of the best running backs for a while in the league. I would say Steven Jackson, Oregon State.
Right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Randy. Good stuff right there. I kind of got an upper hand. Again, I know a lot of these guys from, like I said, my best friend from high school out in Charlotte, he actually was a walk-on punter at one point under Coach Riley, right, at the end of the Riley era at Oregon State.
Whoa.
And then he earned a scholarship, and they won the Fiesta Bowl, and he was under Dennis Erickson. And I was out there at the Fiesta Bowl for my buddy.
You were there.
Yeah, he punted for Oregon State. They beat Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. I think he got to punt a couple of times in the Fiesta Bowl.
That's cool.
But it was a scholarship punter after like 2 years, I believe, there at Oregon State.
Interesting.
So I know some of those guys. I get to hear some of those names. Because he will nonstop text me about some Oregon State player.
Oregon State, producing players,
yeah, he
man.
Gets him in the league, man. Gets him in the league a little bit there. Last night, Sports Night, Coach Frost. Something that just still alarms me, and maybe it's not, it shouldn't be alarming, but maybe it's the culture he's still trying to change. Because we maybe still have some of those guys that don't understand it. Let us know your opinion on some of the comments. At ESPN Hooksy on Twitter. At Willie J's on air. It has now changed the Twitter.
That's right.
The follow is still there if you're following Willie J, but it's now at Willie J's on air on Twitter. Give us a call, 402-466-3776, 402-466. ESPN last night, Coach Frost said, I think that there was a portion of our team that was ready to play for that game and went out and played physical and did their jobs. There's another portion that wasn't ready to play in that type of game. He was referencing the Minnesota game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Like, you can't. It's the transfer because you hear that you had a really good week of practice. You go up. It's cold. Everybody's cold. You're not cold. You're playing football. You're padded up. But what does it take for people to go and understand what it's like to play in those games?
So you are you like disagreeing with Frost, or do you think he's kind of just kind of lying to us?
No, I think it showed on the field that some of those guys didn't look like they wanted to be physical.
Right.
Like they didn't want to go up for the hit. I'm just surprised that that's the way it is.
That we came up like
that. I'm surprised that because all we've talked about is the physicality of this football team, the no fear of failure, but it did seem like at times that some of the kids didn't want to hit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those games that Minnesota, were they ranked? They were ranked in the coaches' poll. They weren't ranked.
Yeah, they were ranked in one poll. They were 25. Now they're like ranked in both. They're like 20th in the country. Somewhere around there. I know they're 20th in one poll right now.
I mean, I guess some guys maybe thought, okay, it's Minnesota. You know, we beat these guys last year. Maybe we, you know, should be fine. But no, it really wasn't. And you're right, Hooks. Everyone's got to be on that same page.
Yeah. It really does.
Tim Miles had that issue.
Yeah, you got to be on the same page. He also went in. Fine here.
But go ahead.
He also went on to talk about good leaders and what good leaders are. And this is his comment. He said, one of the keys is it's hard to be a leader if guys don't want to follow. The majority of our team does, but maybe not everybody. The leader needs to continue to improve, and we need to get good teammates, not just good leaders.
Yeah.
It sounds like me that there's still what we had last year on this football team when he says those things. There's still some individuals that aren't buying into what Coach Frost and staff are trying to do.
Yeah, it's that entitlement.
It is.
You're coming in, you don't want to listen to people that's your age because you think, oh, what, like, who's this guy? Why is he just put in place to tell me what to do? Well, that's how it is.
Yeah, and it's got to be frustrating to this staff after what they went through last year, because we talked all about this last year. After Northwestern, they had this list they cared of teammates that were on this list of whether not going to class or whatever they perform at practice or not being nice to the lunch people and being respectful, right? Because it's not just the football field stuff that they're talking about. It's the entire base, right?
Yeah.
It's just, to me, it's got to be frustrating because we're talking about it once again after a full, like, year of trying to weed those out, because he ended up weeding a lot of those guys out that transferred out, that left.
Yeah, you'd like to think that, but maybe he didn't get them all out.
You know, and then I think if I'm Coach Frost, I'm frustrated because I thought maybe I did get him out, and then you get back to it. Right. Almost similar part of when it was last season, by the way.
Well, and losing will do that to you.
Yeah.
Losing will mess up your head. One time you're winning and you're going along with all this. You're my leader, I'm listening to you, but when you start losing, all that goes away. You disagree with it. You don't trust it. That's what we may be seeing.
I'm with you on that. I just wish we could get past it. Like, again, I know you're going to have those issues on football teams because you have 150 whatever kids on the whole squad, and you try to maintain everybody get everybody to be a part of one team, one dream, all this stuff. One team, one heartbeat.
Yeah.
But it's, again, I can tell within the comments I think he made that he's frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he thought they were further along in this process with that stuff than they actually are.
And maybe just speculating, we've said it before that Mo Berry isn't having the best season. And he's clearly one of the biggest leaders on this team. When your leader's not performing, maybe that kind of messes with his head a little bit. And that affects the whole leadership part. So there's a lot of stuff could be happening. Losing could be some of it. The culture could be some of it, but I mean, they got to figure it out because there's still time for this season to be turned around.
Absolutely. He did go on to say they were talking about this a little bit. He said when things aren't going as well as you want them to, you kind of do start questioning everything. Usually as a coach, you want to question and keep improving, but doubting and changing what you do is usually the worst thing you can do. We know our schemes on both sides work. They work for a long time. I read that, and I went, well, show me.
Right.
Because we haven't seen that scheme. I know Nick and you and I have talked a lot about that, is that I feel like he has changed who he is a little bit, and it's showing on the football field.
Yeah.
Because we haven't been fast all year.
True.
We haven't been seeing the pre-snap motion stuff that we've seen all, like, the end of last year.
Hell, we're lining up with a quarterback behind center.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He talked about, because right now he said we're kind of trying to run things off base stuff and making sure we can do a little bit more and be more accountable. But they're still in base right now. They're still in the base stuff. I just want, when you make those comments about that we know our schemes on both sides work, they work for a long time. I want to see it. I want to see
it. We all do.
You know, because we know it works. We've seen it work.
Yep.
It's just not at Nebraska yet.
Yeah. Yeah, what'd you think of him talking about? He brought up the offense in the 90s, and he just basically said, hey, like they said, would it work? Frost said, I think it would work nowadays, but there's not recruits that want to run that offense.
Yeah, it's true.
Did you read that?
I did. It's true, but he said a couple things there. One, if you're going to go that scheme, it could work, but you got to practice it a lot.
Yeah.
And that's not who they are. So when people want us to go, if you're yelling in the stands or if you're like sitting there going, why don't we just go power eye? It's not what they practice. It's not who they are. And it's just like any offense. If that's your offense, I mean, think in the 90s. That was their offense. That's how they ran it. That's how they did it.
Right.
And again, going back to the recruits, it's not flashy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not flashy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You lose a lot. And again, it's different eras. Back then, it was, the whole flashy thing wasn't there.
Yeah.
ground and pound. We're coming at you. We didn't throw the ball a whole lot. If we threw the ball, it was going to surprise you. But we're going to line up, and we're going to run this play and run it 18 different ways. 18 different plays could come out, whatever the number would be.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Hey, let me ask you something. When Frost comes out and he says, you know, we had the cleanest practice, we had a, you know, we had a good practice this week, and then that performance out there, does that make you kind of lose trust in him?
I don't know if it's the trust, but again, I think it's what he sees. And if that's what he's seeing, and if they're executing in practice, then you have to believe it's going to show up.
You would hope
it shows up, but it hasn't.
No, so that's why.
I don't. It's like white noise to me when they say that. It's just like when I go to the range. I go up, I'll hit the balls in range, and I'll get on the first tee box. I'm like, man, I just shot like 64 on the range.
But you got to ask yourself, though, okay, do I really believe that, though? Like, should I really think that that's going to make us play good this week? Because so far, I can't really think of any time he said we had a good practice and then we had a good game.
And it to me, sometimes when he says it, it's off a loss.
Yeah.
It's like we just got our butts kicked, but man, we showed up to practice on Monday. Well, I want him to say that about Thursday, Friday practice. It's the best Thursday practice we ever had. It's the best Friday practice we ever had. If you're going to say it, Mondays are Mondays to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
But again, he's probably just as confused sometimes when you – I mean, if you're at practice, you see really good practice, you feel really good about leading up to the game, what happens from the time you get on the airplane to go to a place from the time you get on the field?
Mm-hmm. Hell, maybe it was the cold.
Dude, here's the deal. I mean, I know that I've never played in cold. I've pitched in cold weather, but not in a contact sport, so I could not tell you anything about it. But I do know this, and Dane talked about it last Friday. It's like when you go in a cold, you're not cold. You're like, again, he made the reference. Dane's played hockey. My kid plays hockey, right? When they're there, after, like, it's like 30 degrees inside a hockey arena, and you're moving around, my kid is sweating when he comes off the field, off the ice. Sorry, not the field. He's sweating. So when you're up there and you're moving around, you're like your body's getting warm.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I got Bryce on the line.
Bryce. Yeah. Bryce, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's Friday. Sun's out. Got a lot of golf lined up for the weekend. Ooh. Ready for it.
Yeah, I'm playing tomorrow, 8:22 in the morning. It's supposed to be like 55 at 8:22. But because the load today is not that bad. It's going to be like 80 today almost. It's like a 5-mile-an-hour win at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oof. I'll take that. That's not bad. Hey, I was wondering. So I was thinking last night, all money aside, because I know we make a lot more money in the Big Ten than we would the Big 12, but do you think it's been a bad move for football, like, for this team and wins? Like, would we be better off in the Big 12 right now?
God, that's an interesting – that's a good question. I hadn't thought about that in a long time. You know, it'd be – I don't know. I mean,
we've struggled, man, like –
we've struggled.
Cold weather games, they don't exist as much when we were in the Big 12, and now that's half our season. But we want to get cute in West Coast.
But does that surprise you, though? Because, like, Nebraska plays cold weather games. Even in the Big 12, they played them wherever they went, most places, like in a lot of places. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, Nebraska's cold.
They've existed, but and you know, that's not the only reason. But it just, I don't know. I was just kind of thinking the other day, and it's like, I don't know. Would I rather be playing West Virginia than Indiana? Maybe. You know, it's just kind of interesting to think about. But, you know, Huskers won't lose this weekend, so that's good.
Relax we're off. Bit. I had somebody tweeted out the other day that said they had in their office, it was Huskers posted, like, it was the bye week 34, Huskers 7, though.
Oh, crap. Yeah, it's been rough. Hey, man, seriously, all the Huskers need to do, make a freaking bowl game, and if you beat Iowa, make a bowl game. I'm going to be pretty happy about this year regardless of everything. So it's all in front of us to keep the fan base satisfied, I think. We just gotta get that offense going, man.
Gotta get it going. We were just talking about that. If you heard us talking about it, Frost talked last night and said, we know our schemes on both sides work. They work for a long time. I said, show me.
Yep. Absolutely. Hey, thanks, guys. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bryce, man. You too, buddy. So we'll continue this conversation as well. We'll have Dr. Dane Todd, Matt Quinteros coming in here soon. Also, just for updating purposes, Mo Washington, they were back, not himself, but his lawyers, so were back in court yesterday. And to nobody's surprise, they will now be continued on to December 12th, be after the season.
Yeah, do you know, I could be very wrong, but is it because all these dates keep getting pushed back, he's allowed to play? Does that make sense?
Yeah. As long as it's, like, because, again, there's nothing's happening.
Right.
Nothing's happening. They're still exploring.
So
it's like he's
fine to play until something happens.
Sure.
So
for sure.
Really, we've been getting a break.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could have been, possibly, because if it's going to trial or something, or if it's being decision, or because there's no decision been made yet. They haven't come up with anything.
Because when was the first one? It was
July.
July.
It was in July, insane. And then it went to, like, the week after Colorado, right? And then it went to this date yesterday, and now it's like the third or fourth time they've moved this thing along.
It's crazy.
That has helped his case. Now, we don't know what the decision would have been.
Yeah.
Obviously, so this will be after the season, December 12th. It'll be in between when the Huskers are practicing for a bowl game. I just said it. They're going to be at a bowl game. I'm calling it right now. They will make
Called
it. You can book that, too. Huskers are making a bowl game.
It would be an interesting conversation to have with Dane Todd in hour 2, though, about that Big 12 topic.
I will. I'm going to write that down.
If it'd be better for us. I don't know. Big 10's cool, but I definitely miss the Big 12. I remember.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to look at what that looks like, though. But, you know, we'll explore that with Dane Todd.
Yeah, let's do it.
I see Mr. Movie outside my window.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. Let's do it one more time right now. Let's give movie tickets this time.
Cool.
Movie tickets, caller 8. Caller 8, because Jerron Woodyard's going to catch 2 balls this week. He's number 8 next week, not this week. Week after. In the end, he catches 2 passes. Caller 8 movie tickets on Greg and the Hook's down to the ground.